Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. Adapted for ELT by Jennifer Heath. Published and copyright New Editions. When you hear this sound, remember to turn the page. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. This is the story of Ali Baba. Ali Baba was very poor. He lived with his wife Zoraida in Arabia. They lived in a small house between a big city and the desert. Ali Baba's job was very hard. He collected water and sold it to travelers. Every day, he put empty jars on his mule and walked 4 miles to the oasis. There, Ali Baba filled the jars with water. Then he went into the desert and sold the water. One day, Ali Baba saw 40 men on horses. The men had swords and spears. They looked very bad. They rode quickly across the desert. They didn't see Ali Baba and his mule. "Who are those bad men?" Ali Baba thought. Ali Baba followed them, but he was very careful because he didn't want the bad men to see him. Ali Baba followed the 40 men a long way. They came to a mountain and stopped in front of a big stone. Ali Baba hid behind a palm tree and watched. "Open sesame!" shouted the leader. The big stone moved. There was a cave behind it. The 40 men went into the cave and stayed there for a long time. When they came out, the leader shouted, "Close sesame!" The big stone moved, and the cave closed. The 40 men rode away on their horses. Ali Baba wanted to go into the cave. He stood in front of the big stone, and he said, "Open sesame!" It was amazing. The big stone moved. Ali Baba went into the cave with his mule. He was very surprised. There were lots of chests, and they were full of gold coins, jewels, and expensive things. "Those men are thieves," said Ali Baba. "I must be quick," thought Ali Baba. "The thieves will come back soon." The mule had 4 jars on its back. Ali Baba filled the jars with treasure and he left the cave. "Close sesame," he said. The stone moved and the cave closed. When Ali Baba went home, Zoraida saw the treasure and she was very happy. They hid the treasure and they spent it carefully. They didn't want the thieves to find them. Ali Baba told his brother Yusuf about the cave. Yusuf was greedy and he wanted more treasure.
"Don't go, it's dangerous. We've got lots of treasure," Ali Baba told his brother.
But Yusuf didn't listen. He took 6 mules and he went into the desert to find the cave. Yusuf found the cave. He stood in front of the big stone and he said,
"Open sesame!"
The stone moved and Yusuf went into the cave. He put lots of treasure onto the mules. He was ready to leave, but he saw some beautiful jewels. He wanted the jewels too. Every time he was ready to leave, he saw some more jewels and he wanted to take them too.
Suddenly, a man behind Yusuf shouted, "What are you doing here?" Oh no! The thieves were back! Yusuf was afraid. The thieves killed Yusuf because they were very angry with him. Yusuf didn't come back, and Ali Baba was worried. The next day, he went to the cave to look for his brother. He found him in the cave. Yusuf was dead. Ali Baba also found the 6 mules and the treasure. Ali Baba buried his brother under a palm tree, and he took the treasure home. He bought a beautiful house, and he gave lots of treasure to his family. Ali Baba started to help lots of poor people too. He gave them food, water, and gold coins. Soon everybody heard about kind Ali Baba. The leader of the thieves heard about Ali Baba too.
"We must find Ali Baba," said the leader of the thieves. "He's got our treasure."
The leader of the thieves had an idea. He bought 40 big jars. He put oil into one of the jars, and he told the thieves to hide in the others. Then he put the jars onto some mules, and he took them to Ali Baba's house. The leader of the thieves arrived at Ali Baba's house. He hid his face and he knocked on the door. Ali Baba opened the door.
"Hello, kind Ali Baba. I'm hungry and tired. Can I eat supper with you?"
asked the leader of the thieves.
"Of course you can, traveller," said Ali Baba. "Leave your mules and jars in the garden and come in. My wife will cook supper for us."
"What's in the jars?" Ali Baba asked the leader of the thieves.
"Oil," said the leader of the thieves.
Zoraida heard him. She needed some oil for supper. She went into the garden to get some oil from one of the jars. She knocked on the first jar to check that it was full. But the jar spoke.
"Now?"
asked the thief. Zoraida was very surprised, but she didn't panic.
"No, not now," she answered.
Zoraida knocked on all the jars. The thieves in the jars asked her the same question. Zoraida gave them the same answer. Zoraida went to the town guards and told them about the jars in her garden. The guards came to Ali Baba's house and found the thieves. When Zoraida went into the house, she heard Ali Baba talking to the leader of the thieves.
"Can I buy some of your oil?"
Ali Baba asked.
"Yes, it is excellent oil," said the leader of the thieves.
Zoraida laughed.
"It is excellent because it can talk," she said.
"What do you mean, Zoraida?" asked Ali Baba. But the leader of the thieves knew. Suddenly, he took out his sword and tried to kill Ali Baba. But two guards ran into the house and stopped the thief. The 40 thieves went to court.
"You are very bad men. You are thieves," said the judge. "You will go to prison for a very long time."
The judge put the thieves in prison forever. Ali Baba and the guards went to the cave.
"Open sesame," said Ali Baba.
The stone moved and they went into the cave. The guards took the treasure out of the cave. When they took away the last chest, water came out of the cave and it made a river. Now, travelers always stop at the river to drink water. In the desert,
Water is the best treasure of all.